Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's a fine and cool day, and it will warm up over the northern parts of Gauteng, parts of Limpopo and the northwest, but it will remain cold over areas of Mpumalanga. Partly cloudy in the low veld, the Mpumalanga escarpment and the east of Limpopo. Pretoria and Mpumalanga today, a high of 21. Joburg up to 19 degrees. Emalahleni 22, Polokwane 24 and Rustenburg 23 degrees.
In your traffic in Bedford View, a collision on the N3 northbound at from Buren Road. Currently, there's already about a 23-minute delay from approximately Rand Airport Road. From Gosforth, obviously, it's a lot further. And from Voortrekker Road onto the N17 going onto the N3.
Five suspects from Mozambique have been arrested in connection with the murder of a manager at the Nkangala District Municipality in Mpumalanga. He was killed on Sunday while driving from Kwamhlanga to Witbank. Police say the motive for the murder has not yet been established. And the long-planned maintenance work of tunnels of the Lesotho Highlands Water Project is set to kick off today. It's scheduled to last for 6 months until the end of March. The Department of Water and Sanitation and officials from the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority have given the assurance that the impact of the six-month-long outage will be insignificant because there is enough water in storage. And with that, looking at our business news. The rand has weakened against the US dollar, breaking the two-week-long strong streak. In new data released yesterday, the Reserve Bank showed that private sector credit grew to 4.95% year-on-year in August. South Africa recorded a trade surplus of 5.63 billion rand. The JSE released figures showing that offshore investors sold a net 1.52 billion rand of South African stocks last week. In Asia, most markets started the day on a positive note following another record on Wall Street. Traders are keeping an eye on Tokyo, where Shigeru Ishiba is due to be sworn in as Prime Minister of Japan later today. A dollar trading at 17 Rand 30, a euro 19 Rand 26, pound 23 Rand 13 cents. Gold at $2,635.02 per fine ounce, oil at $71.77 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada De Souza. More news at 7.
Well, the Proteas test team, having been given the green light to tour Bangladesh in October, have announced a 15-player squad for the two-match series. Themba Bavuma will lead the team, which includes three frontline spinners in Keshav Maharaj, Dane Peat and Senuran Mutusami. There's also a call-up for bowling veteran Dane Patterson, all-rounder Vian Mulder, and the test will be played in Dakar between the 21st and the 25th of October, as well as the 29th and the 2nd of November in Chatogram. Betway Premiership side AmaZulu yesterday confirmed the sacking of Spanish coach Pablo Franco Martin after losing their first three matches of the league season. The Durban club fell to Polokwane City, Kaizer Chiefs and Marumo Gallants. Bournemouth secured their second Premier League win of the season, cruising to a 3-1 home victory over Southampton, and that win lifting Bournemouth to 11th, with newly promoted Southampton languishing in 19th position. And a sad story, NBA Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo has died of brain cancer at age 58. The eight-time NBA All-Star spent 18 years playing for the league, representing a number of teams, including the Denver Nuggets, Atlanta Hawks, Philadelphia 76ers, New Jersey Mets, the Knicks and the Houston Rockets. Standing at 7'2", he's 2.18 meters tall. The DRC Congo-born center was discovered while studying at Georgetown University, one of the all-time greats, and a massive loss to the NBA. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more.